podcast. Commentary. Solitude. Hello, friends. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame that inner critic and create more than you consume. Welcome to Sunday morning. We're having church here today. No, I'm kidding. So yesterday I was out mowing my lawn and stepped into a hole and sprained my ankle. So running a little slow today, but that's all right. It's not a problem. We are here together, and that's the important thing. So in 2023, I've been doing this whole thing on Kickstart Creativity, and that's a deck of cards that I've put out by Bonnie Smith Whitehouse. Links will be in the show notes there for you. So if you're listening and you need the links, they're right there in your podcast player of choice. If you're watching me on YouTube, the links will be in the notes there for you as well. So why am I doing this? Well, my wife got me these deck of cards back in the 22 holiday season. And I thought to myself, why do I need a deck of cards to kickstart my creativity? Am I not the head instigator for Create Art Podcast? I'm not that vain, okay? But I thought, I don't need this. And I opened up the deck. And, my wife was a little upset. But I opened up the deck, and I was gobsmacked. It was fantastic. They're broken up into three different areas, perspective, action, and intention. And right now, we're working on the perspective cards. They're also color-coded there for you. And you can use more than one card at a time if you're having, if you need that kickstart in creativity. So I decided that in 2023 for the podcast, I'm going to do a episode a week with one card and work it that way. Now you're going to go, well, Tim, there's 52 weeks in the year and there's only 50 cards. Well, yes. And my public school math, I ringed something in my head, and I said yes. But in April, I do National Poetry Writing Month, and in November, I do National Novel Writing Month. So, 50 cards will get me through the entire year, and then some. And I'm also doing some interviews, which I did not expect to do a whole lot of those this year. And now I've got an interview that just came out with Peter Daisley. I'll have another interview coming out after this one in about mid-September of 2023 with a graphic note taker. That's going to be fun. There'll be another photographer coming up later on in the year. And I have a painter that is on the West Coast. I'm here in Virginia on the East Coast in the United States. And I got this West Coast painter that's wanting to get on the show as well. So I say all that to say, these are things we can do. I am nobody fantastic. Well, I think I'm fantastic. My wife does. My kids do. But, folks, I'm just like you in many respects. This was not in my 10-year plan, but I'm so excited that it has become part of my 10-year plan. So, and I'm glad that you're here with me too, sharing in this. So today we're going to be talking about solitude, and that gets kind of a bad meme, I guess, because, some people think, us artists want to be holed up and in our little studios and, never see the world and then just put out stuff. And everyone thinks that we're, very very introverted. Well, not all of us are. Some of us are extroverts. Some of us are introverts, but solitude is an important thing. It is something that we do need some solitude in our life. And before I get to the card, I'm going to talk a little bit about solitude here. I think what it is as a lot of artists are empaths. We absorb the energy that's around us. We're always observing things that are around us. And when we take too much of that in, it can really affect us negatively. So sometimes we just need to, you know, just shut the door, do whatever creative work we need to do, and then open that door. And the important thing is to remind ourselves to open the door and enjoy the world that's out there. So that's my kick on solitude. Just my hot take on it. With each of these cards, though, let's get back to the cards. You know, it's kind of a 70 funky vibe there on the back of the card. But there's a what I call the kernel of whatever the topic is. So this is the kernel of solitude. Solitude can be liberating because there is no need to control how you appear to others. So you mean you can go into your studio and wear pajamas and not, you know, shave and not brush your teeth and just go into it and not worry about what other people think because you are there doing the creativity part of it. Now, you can do that creativity part out in public. I'm notorious for going to many coffee shops and just sitting there and sketching and or writing and, you know, getting some of that creative work done because I want that noise, because I'm writing about that noise. At other times, I need to be locked up here in my man cave and in TKB Studios. That's what this is. It's my man cave. And, you know, I need to kick on the good old turntable there or read a book behind me and just, you know, really get into contact with myself, get in touch with myself. So that way I know where I'm at and where I'm going. Let's look at a definition from Cambridge Dictionary. This podcast is not brought to you by Cambridge Dictionary, but I think they should. Let's find out what these fine folks say about the word solitude. And because I like to define words, I like to know what we're talking about. So according to them, the situation of being alone without other people, the situation of being alone often by choice. Ooh. So without other people. Now, yes, there are other people right above me here, my family right there. And there may be, you know, the occasional noise because it's Sunday morning and it's Papa's day to record. So that's why there could be some noise. But that's okay. They do allow me my quiet time, my solitude time on Sunday mornings. But by choice, you know, the situation of being alone often by choice. Sometimes we don't choose our solitude. Sometimes it's chosen for us. But I think it's important that we block out these times of solitude for ourselves, where we're not absorbing, where we're actually doing the creative work. You know, when we're doing our field work out there, when we're trying to listen to how people talk or sketch how people move, that's creative work. But what I'm talking about is that's going out there and finding the inspiration, finding what you want to render. The actual work begins when you bring all that into your studio, when you bring that all into your man cave, what have you, and you put it together. And that's when it comes together. Before you're searching, you're trying to grab the info, and now you're putting it all together. It's like you're writing your report. You know, you go and you read all these books and all these magazines and you listen to all these speeches and whatnot. But then when it's time to write the report, you bring all that stuff in and it may be messy at that time, but then you just chip at it and chip away at it and then you'll be good to go. But you need that solitude in order to do it. Otherwise, you're going to be constantly interrupted and you need to take that time for yourself to make that creativity happen. Because, case in point, my kids know that Sunday mornings, Papa's doing podcast episodes, or he's doing some art, or he's needing time away from everybody. Just leave him alone. He's a bear in his cave. Leave him alone for a couple hours, and then he can come out and be what everybody needs me to be. So it's kind of a way of protecting your energy. If you're into that, I totally subscribe to it. Okay, so let's see what's on the back of the card. And these cards do come with challenges. So we'll talk about the challenges here in just a little bit. But on the back of the card, it says, alone on Captiva Island for months in the early 1950s, Anne Murrow Lindbergh gathered shells to place atop her makeshift desk. Now, let's see here. The shells inspired her to create essays on family, career, and most importantly, the notion that solitude sustains us. In solitude, we find time to process, reflect, or simply stare at the mysterious gift of a seashell. Wow. That's kind of cool. So it allows us to really focus in on what we're trying to do. And we need that. We need that focus time as artists. We really do. So solitary is not a bad thing. It's not being overly dramatic. We need that. Just to reflect on things. Maybe that's what you need your solitude time for. But make sure that you're taking that time out for yourself when you're creating the art. And then, create the art. When you're living your life, take that time to create the art and have that be your solitude time. Now, maybe you work best with once you have all of the ingredients for what you're going to need to make this piece of art. Maybe you're okay with being out there in public and creating it that way. That's fine. That solitude can come in different aspects and in different ways. It can come in when you're out in the field finding what you need to find in order to create what you need to create. Maybe you're a photographer and you're out in the fields and, that's your alone time. And then you actually bring in all that stuff and show people how to do what the art is that you do. That's fine. But you had that solitude time to find the stuff before you brought it to your audience, before you brought it out in public. So it's that solitude time, I think, is very valuable. So let's look at some challenges that Bonnie Smith Whitehouse has for us. First challenge is reflect on how being alone makes you feel. Apprehensive, inspired, thrilled, or something else. Solitude for me, I'm good with it. I would say I'm more on the inspired side. I like having that solitude to create the things that I want to create. But I've also, at times, insulated myself from the world that was around me, especially when I was living in a big city like Chicago. like Chicago, when I was living there, I felt a lot of loneliness, which is different from solitude. Because solitude is choosing that alone time. Loneliness is a whole other different topic, a whole different thing there. And I was experiencing a lot of loneliness because I wouldn't open up my world to other people. And so solitude for me was fine, maybe even thrilling. I was like, yay, I'm choosing this time to be alone to work on my things. But I was missing out on that public interaction. So make sure that your solitude doesn't turn into loneliness, because it can if you have too much solitude going on. The next thing is alone or in a group, reflect on how and where you get your creative energy. Many of us are energized from noise, movement, and a constant buzz of activity, but often that energy is anxious, whereas the energy that comes from stillness, quiet, and solitude is more steadfast and absolute. Yeah. I like having the noise and the movement when I am out in the field, as I like to say, gathering that information. But when I am putting it all together, I don't like to I'll have music on behind me and that's it. Because when I'm out in the field, I'm open to a lot of things and I'm open to experiences, open to conversations that happen out in the field naturally. People are always, hey, what are you doing? You're writing your thesis, or are you sketching something, or what? Are you painting something there? So yeah, that can lead to great things there. But make sure that you have that time where you can actually focus, and the energy that you get when you're in solitude, like it says, it's more steadfast, it's more absolute. it's more reliable. Because if you're out in the field trying to grab stuff, there may be people out there. There may not be people out there. You never know, depending on the time of day and whatnot, how well you've scouted out the area that you want to, you know, how well you scouted out your field that you want to discover stuff in. And so, you know, sometimes you, like I'm a big one for coffee shops. Sometimes I'll go to the coffee shop here in town at Katora, and I'll be able to sit down and read or write or something like that. Other times people won't shut up. They just want to be in your business, and that's okay, because I take that as experience. I take that as inspiration for something I might put in a novel or a poem or something like that. So be open, but also protect your solitude. The last challenge is prioritize solitude now. What would you need to do to schedule 15 minutes or even a few days of purposeful solitude? In what ways could solitude serve you? So Sunday, for me, I sleep in a little bit. I sleep in for about an hour, and then I come down here and I do my podcast and I do, you know, do all that kind of stuff. All through the week, I'm gathering info, gathering material. But on Sundays, that's when I come in here and, you know, work like a big old fireball to get stuff knocked out. So that's how I do it for myself. For you, mileage may vary on that. You know, maybe you just need 15 minutes a day where you are in that solitude state. Maybe you do need, you know, a day or two out of the month where you go out and, you know, just turn off your phone and create what you need to do. You know, do the work that you need to do. Yeah, you can turn off your phones. I've done it before. They do have an off switch. It's hard to find some. These days, it's hard to find. Maybe that's a poem. But those are the challenges that we've laid out here for you. A couple of points I want you to consider with this, with solitude. You know, when we're with ourselves, we can be very authentic with ourselves. And just noticing that authenticity that you're having with yourself, see if you can make that happen with your audience. So, you know, just a point for you to consider there. It helps you with confronting the blank canvas. So if it's just you and a blank canvas, sometimes you need to have that fight with yourself to go, you know what, I'm just going to put something on that right now. I'm just going to put something on it right now, and we're going to turn it into something, and we're just going to trust that it's going to happen. That's a great way to confront that blank canvas. Just boom, just trust the process. Put something on that canvas and go with it. Canvas, dance floor, you know, pot of boiling water, whatever you're into, whatever art form you're creating. There you go. And that solitude will help you confront it, because it's going to be you against you. And because that canvas is not going to win. That blank canvas is not going to win. So you just need to decide, all right, I'm going to put here's the color. Boom, it's on. Now I'm going to do some paint brush strokes, and we'll see what it turns into. Here's some more paint. There you go. Have at it. There. You've cancered. You've beat the blank canvas. Another point I want you to consider is the dance of introspection. When we are in that solitude state, we think about all the things that we need to get done or that we want to get done. But we can slow down those thoughts and go, okay, I can work on this here. I can work on that there. And we can organize ourselves. And just as long as we're not staying in that whole, you know, just focusing on me, the hell with everybody else out in the world. I mean, like right now, if there was an emergency with the kids, I hit pause. I go up there and correct the emergency and then come back down here and get back into the vibe and knock it out. So make sure that introspection, you're not gazing at your belly button all the time. It's a fine line. Another point I want you to consider is quiet as the birthplace of inspiration. If you're sitting, you're being introspective. If you're, you know, not letting anything bug you, interrupt you, something will come to you. I have faith that I have faith in few things, but I have faith that if you just sit quietly, something will come to you. And you don't want to force it. You don't want to push it because you don't want it to be, you want the authenticity. You don't want it to be inauthentic. If you push it too much, it's not going to be right. It's not going to be you. So just let it happen. And that rolls into the final point to consider is that embracing the ebb and flow. Sometimes it's going to, you know, you get into that solitude state, you get that, you know, hum kind of state, you know, you get in the zone there and stuff will come to you. Sometimes it won't. And what we all need to remember is that's okay. It will come. We just need to believe that it will come to us. And it will. You'll just need to have the faith. It may not come right away. It may take a while. It may take years. And I'm going to have to be okay with that. Because once it's there, then I need to act on it. So make sure that you're embracing that ebb and flow. Some years, I could crank out 200 poems. Other years, I struggle to get out 10. So that's okay. That's okay. You know, the 200 poems in 1 year and the 10 in the next year, maybe the 10 that I wrote were better than the 200 I wrote the previous year. Okay, so quantity does not dictate quality. Sometimes it hurts it. Okay, so it is come that time in the show here that I want to remind you of a couple of things. First thing I definitely want to remind you is I do have a newsletter that's out there. So if you go to the Create Art podcast websites and go into any of the recent episodes, you can subscribe to the newsletter. I send it out once a month. And it's just ideas that I have going on for that month. I let you know some of the things that I do. I do other podcasts, so I'll let you know about, you know, stuff there. I do talks around the country, so I'll let you know there when that kind of stuff is happening. And, you know, I just let you know about what's going on in my world. So it just gives me an extra way of doing it where I don't have to talk. I can just write it down and go, hey, here we go. That I can. It's more of, with the Kickstart Creativity, it's the weekly kind of stuff. With the newsletter, it's the monthly kind of stuff. So it's a little bit more deeper, a little bit wider topics is what I handle there. Whereas this, I'm handling one idea, one thought every week. So take a look at the newsletter. You can get to it through the website there. I want to let you know that you can reach out to this podcast. I don't want this to be a one-way conversation. I want to hear what you have to say. Email me at timothy@createartpodcast.com. That's the old-fashioned way of doing it. I have the YouTube channel, so you can make comments on the video that you're watching if you're watching via YouTube. If you didn't know I had a YouTube channel, well, gee, get in those show notes and get the links for my YouTube channel. I'm also on Instagram, I'm on X, Facebook, so all of my links are in the show notes there for you. If you found any value in what I talked about with you here today, please share it with a friend. That's the best way to go about it, and that's, you know, I'm sharing it with you, I'm sharing what I know with you, I'm sharing my expertise with you. If you're grabbing something out of that, share with a friend. They'll need it too. Okay. You got it for free. You give it for free. Okay. Also, I want to know if this is a 5-star podcast for you. If it's not, let me know what would make it a 5-star podcast for you. I'm interested in always improving what I am providing to you. So definitely write into me. Let me know about that. Now, I said speaking about sharing with a friend earlier. Well, I run another podcast called Find a Podcast About, and that's where I help you, you know, beat the algorithm there and find your next binge-worthy podcast. So, if you really, you know, if you're new to listening to podcasts, I'm going to help you. I'm going to show you some of the ones that I find really great and give you all the information on them. You can find that at findapodcastabout.xyz. And usually pop those out once a month. So give that a shot for yourself. Let me know how you're doing. Let me know how that's doing for you. And as always, I'm trying to do better on this YouTube thing. So definitely leave comments on the YouTube channel. Let me know what you like to see. And I'm going to try to incorporate comments that I can do stuff with. And if I can't do anything with, I'm going to thank you for it and move on. And if I can do something with it, I'm going to thank you and try to utilize it as best I can and reach out to you and go, hey, thanks for that idea. So I definitely want to make sure that that is available to you. Now it is time to close it out because I have some kids I need to play with. I tell you true. So go out there, tame that inner critic, create more than you consume. You're not alone, but use that alone time when you need it. Okay. Now go out there and create some art for somebody you love, yourself. Talk with you next time.